Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Feedback is already starting to roll in from my forensic acoustics analysis video of the Las Vegas shooting, which identifies the existence of and the range of a second shooter. And I got to tell you, it's fascinating. People are truly intrigued by this. They had no idea that you could extract range information from an analysis of the acoustics of gunfire. And in that video, if you haven't seen it yet, you got to see this video. It's already starting to go viral across the independent media. It's on naturalnews.com. It's also on shootings.news. It might be easier to find it there, shootings.news. But it shows you the math behind how you can analyze the, well, it has to do with the speed of sound versus the speed of the bullets themselves and their flight time to a specific range. You know, bullets fly a lot faster than the speed of sound when you're talking about rifle bullets, 223 Remington in particular. So anyway, you can use that difference and you can analyze the frequency spectra of the sounds of rifle rounds hitting the pavement versus the report from the rifle barrel. And you can analyze the gap between those two and use that to extrapolate the range of the shooter from your present position. And it's just basic straight science, frankly. It's not anything that complicated, but people are amazed that you can do this. It's like no one's ever heard of this so far. Now, you know, soldiers have known this for a long time. Like veteran soldiers, guys who have spent a lot of time on the battlefield, they get a sense. They know what suppressing fire sounds like. They know kind of what gunfire from different ranges sounds like, especially if you've been under fire. You learn pretty quickly what it sounds like. You know, you can tell the difference between distant rifle reports versus shrapnel 10 feet away. You know, it's a big difference. And I'm not saying that I've ever been shot at like that, thank goodness, but you can hear this in the videos taken from Las Vegas and the Mandalay Bay shooting. It's all there. And what I find interesting about all this is, you know, as a scientist, I'm the author of the book Food Forensics, and now I'm doing acoustic forensic analysis just because it seemed like a fun problem to solve, frankly. Well, fun's not the right word. I mean, I find math and problem solving fun, but the topic, of course, is gruesome. But it's a positive thing to try to solve it, isn't it? So, you know, fun's not the right word. I find it challenging. Maybe that's a better term. It's a challenging problem to solve. And if we can solve this problem, maybe we can catch more bad guys. And maybe we can stop more shootings, you see. So there's a positive desire in all of this, even though the tragedy was heinous and gruesome itself. So I just want to clarify my words on that point. In any case, what I find especially fascinating about all of this is that the answers are out there. The answers are already encoded in the audio. In fact, there's enough information from just the stuff posted on YouTube right now to pinpoint the location of the second shooter. And I even detailed how exactly the FBI can do that. All they need to do is map out the exact locations from which the videos were recorded, then do the spectral lag time analysis that I described in my video to get the lag time for each of those videos, and then draw circles at the radius according to the lag time chart for the distance according to lag times. Draw those circles and then look for where those circles intersect. Where those circles intersect, that is the location of your second shooter. And it might be a third shooter for all we know, but we know at least it's a second shooter. So the FBI, all they need is about five guys, you know, to solve this at least the location. And then they can go to that location and they can look for clues. They can look for expended brass. They can look for footprints. They can look for, I don't know, hair and other forensic evidence if it's maybe inside a building. Because some of the possible shooting locations were other buildings like the Oasis Apartments or the AMPM convenience store. And there's another building to the south that I didn't mention in the video, but it's a possible shooting location as well. So the FBI could get a lot of clues if they would simply follow the acoustics analysis and go out and look at those locations. And that's what's really interesting about this, is that the signal is already there in the noise. You just have to be smart enough to pull out the signal from the noise. And I don't know, maybe it's just the fact that I have audio engineering background skills, you know. I did a lot of music. I've done like 15 or 16 music videos that I've posted online. Did a lot of harmonics, a lot of video and audio editing. So I just happen to have that background, plus being a lab scientist, plus being a long-range target shooter and a firearms enthusiast. So you combine, you know, that experience or that skill set, and that's actually perfect to analyze this Las Vegas shooting situation, which is why this whole idea came to me, by the way, when I was out jogging. I was literally just jogging and thinking about the Las Vegas massacre, you know, thinking about flight time of bullets, you know, because I think about those things being a long range target shooter. I'm always thinking about, you know, flight time of bullets and wind compensation and bullet drop. You know, I use mil dot reticles. I'm always thinking about mils. I'm thinking about the different ballistics coefficients of the rounds and so on. Anyway, I'm out there jogging. I'm just thinking about long range target shooting. And I use jogging time to solve a lot of mental, you know, complex problems or maybe work equations or brainstorm solutions in my head, because what else are you going to do? You're jogging, you know? So I'm jogging along and I'm just thinking about problems. I'm solving problems. Sometimes I'm thinking about lab problems. Sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I should use that analysis method on the mass spec system. But a lot of solutions come to me when I'm exercising. So anyway, I was just out jogging and it just hit me. It was like, wait a second. We got to look at bullet flight time here and a spectral analysis of the acoustics, because we have all this evidence of people who recorded audio and video from the point of impact. That is an incredible forensic asset. That's evidence. And guess what? It's all posted on YouTube. So you don't even have to go to the FBI and get this evidence. It's all public. It's already out there. So I just started downloading YouTube videos and converting them to audio. Load up the audio in the Wave Editor. I happen to use Sonar from Cakewalk. So I was using Sonar. And just looking at the... Just start timing the bullet hits and timing the rifle reports. And just started taking notes, doing the math. Built a spreadsheet. You know, looked up the speed of sound and the humidity of Vegas and so on. And looked up the ballistics coefficient chart and flight time chart and so on, velocity chart for the .223 Remington rounds. And it all came together. So it's really a pretty straightforward problem-solving scenario. And I'm just astonished that never in the media do you hear anybody talking about forensic acoustic analysis. I've never even heard that term before. I just came up with it to describe as best I could what I'm doing. I mean, I guess it's called forensic acoustic analysis, but for all I know, maybe the FBI calls it acoustic forensic analysis or something, or acoustorensic, or I have no idea. I've never heard the term before. It just seemed like a good description. So that's what I'm using. And it's been going very well. Have a lot of positive feedback, and maybe this can help get to the actual shooters. Maybe this can get more evidence for the FBI or Clark County Sheriff's Department. Maybe, you know, this can help get to the bottom of all of this, which would be fantastic. If I could contribute to helping solve this crime in some way, that would just be absolutely ideal. I mean, that would be something, just I'd be honored to be able to contribute to solving this problem. In any case, you can check out that video if you haven't seen it already. It's at shootings.news. And my main website is naturalnews.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for listening. Don't miss this video. You've got to check it out. Again, you'll find it at shootings.news. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.